The father of a missing Belgian backpacker in northern New South Wales is pleading with the technology company WhatsApp to help locate his son. 18-year-old Theo Aye was last seen leaving a Byron Bay bar on the 31st of May, and police say they are completely baffled by his disappearance. Yesterday, his father, Laurent, made an emotional plea for information.
We understand the politics about confidentiality and respect that. However, this is a question of providing assistance to a person in grave danger. It is vital that investigators get access to Theo's WhatsApp account without delay. Every minute counts. When I left Belgium, I promised Theo's little brother, Lucas, that I would bring his brother home. Please, help me keep my promise to him.
Heartbreaking. That's Theo Aye's father, Laurent, speaking yesterday in Byron Bay. In a statement, WhatsApp said it's working with the police. The ABC reporter, Mark Reddy, is in Byron Bay at Watergoes Beach as the search continues this morning. Mark, hello there.
Good morning.
We heard there from Laurent Aye saying it's vital that investigators get access to Theo's messages on the messaging app WhatsApp. Mark, do we have any idea why he wants that? What kind of information that he and the police might be hoping to find on WhatsApp?
Yeah, so what we know so far is that the reason the search effort has taken place near Cape Byron, near the lighthouse and here at Watergoes Beach where I am, is because pings were detected from Theo Aye's mobile phone, so indicating some sort of activity. These pings happened 13 hours after he was last seen leaving the Cheeky Monkeys nightclub in the heart of Byron Bay. Now, last night we went to the nightclub to see if we could get any sort of information from staff there, and they said that he was asked to leave the venue at some point, and then he was seen walking down the back lane of the facility on his mobile phone. And you can probably see last night there was vision of him in the bottle shop leaving with someone. We actually managed to track down that man, and he said last night that he was using his mobile phone. So there is some indication that potentially he was texting someone who might know something.
Mark, was the bottle shop vision before or after he was asked to leave Cheeky Monkeys?
So that was before. That was about 3 hours before.
And what do we know why he was asked to leave Cheeky Monkeys?
So according to a security guard there, he was intoxicated. They were the words he used. And he was asked to leave. But we were told that he left quietly. He was happy to go. And that he had planned on going back to the Wake Up Hostel.
Okay.
But obviously never made it.
Well, the Wake Up Hostel is not near Watergoes Beach, is it? Is my memory. So if that ping was in around the lighthouse there in the area near Watergoes, something's gone off track.
Yeah, well, so investigators initially searched Belongal Beach, which is more on the northern end, and then they made their way down Main Beach, and now they're really focusing around Watergoes Beach. Yesterday we saw dozens of police officers really deep in the bush there, searching through shrubs and trees and trying to find any trace of Theo Aye, but so far they haven't found anything. They haven't found his cap. They haven't seen his black hoodie or his beige pants. Nothing to indicate that he was even in this area as yet, just those pings.
And the police are searching and the rescuers are searching again today?
Yeah, that's right. So they're going to return at first light down here at Watergoes Beach, we understand. And then we've also seen homicide detectives walking around town and talking to people on the beach, talking to joggers. Right now we see lots of people out and about early in the morning enjoying the sunset here at Watergoes Beach. But you do see people being stopped throughout the town by plainclothes detectives and being spoken to as they try and just work out what happened to this poor traveller. He was only, he was in Australia for 8 months, and he was really looking forward to going home and studying engineering with a focus on climate change in Belgium.
Theo disappeared, hasn't been seen since the 31st of May. It's now the 18th of June. There were 6 days before anyone noticed really he was missing and the alarm was raised. The police said yesterday they have no leads. They're completely baffled. Is there a sense that, you know, the trail's gone completely cold on this?
Look, there is a sense that police really are not entirely sure where to go with this case, that's for sure. When I spoke to the OAS friend last night, who was seen in that vision, he said that he was baffled as to why the hostel staff didn't realise that Theo was missing for 6 days, that his stuff was out, and it was only because he didn't check out on the Monday, and then on the Friday they realised, oh, this guy has left his passport and his belongings, his clothes, everything like that. So there certainly are questions about the time it took between when he was last seen leaving that club and then when he was reported missing. And investigators have admitted that that really is just one of the challenges they're up against.
Mark, you spoke. I think I saw a vision of you walking along with Laurent, Theo's father, last night. Did you have a word with him?
Yeah, so I had a chat to him yesterday down at the beach, and this was after that very emotional press conference. And he basically stressed that the family really, really want action from WhatsApp and, of course, a US-based company. This messaging service is encrypted, so it's designed to protect the privacy of users. But the problem with this case is that Theo, being a foreign traveller, he was obviously using WhatsApp to contact people still back in Belgium. We know that the Belgian police are also heavily involved in this investigation, and they have been cooperating with the Australian authorities. So we really hope that there is some good news today.
Mark, in terms of the WhatsApp messaging, I mean, can WhatsApp are they even able to retrieve those messages? You know, it's end-to-end encryption. Do they have the capacity to break in and decode the messaging? I'm not sure they do. Do they?
This is the real question that we put to them yesterday, and they released a statement saying that they wanted to cooperate and that they really felt for his family. But they also referred to laws in the United States that make it very difficult for them to even allow access to these messages. So it really doesn't look like there is swift action on this. And the big problem Theo's dad stress is that as every day goes by, as every minute, every hour goes by, this becomes a much more complex investigation, and that he really believes that those messages, something on his phone, could crack this case.
It's heartbreaking. Mark, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Mark Reddy, ABC reporter on the ground at Watergoes Beach in Byron Bay, and that research, Mark told us, will resume at First Light.